Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Just a couple of guys in middle age. You're welcome.
Yeah, I really do appreciate that.
Talking about streaming services.
Yeah. And how to juggle through life.
Really do appreciate that. Tonight is Amazon Prime, by the way, which I have because my wife has it.
Same.
We do get the Amazon trucks. I don't know that I've ever... I buy one thing, actually, from Amazon ever. Every year, it's the same thing, the baseball prospectus.
Okay.
Because you can pre-order it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Barnes & Noble website, for me, it's like, oh, you got to find... It's in! And then you go and you look for the nearest location, and there isn't one. Utah, there might be a store that has, so just, all right, fine, I'll order it. But I don't know that I've ever bought anything else from Amazon. Then I go to the supermarket nearby that is affiliated with Amazon. I like that store. There's some stuff there I can't get at my store.
All right.
And then, you know, you get up there and I don't get the discount.
Right, because you don't know the.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have anything to scan or do anything there. So.
I've used it intermittently. I'm not a regular, but, you know, 3-4 times a year, maybe. My wife is like, I don't know. The Amazon drivers, I think, like, probably know. They know my dog's name, probably.
Oh.
But I now sort of live with the idea that I'm just going to use her account rather than, because every time I would order something, it'd be like, free shipping if you sign up for Prime. And I would do that and then cancel it.
Okay.
Because we already have Prime. My wife has Prime, so I don't need to, you know. But now.
I don't have the energy.
That means that, like, if a confirmation has to go out, that it's going to, like, her phone or her email. And it sort of trips me up and I get stuck. That's really the main reason I don't use it as often as maybe she does.
I want to say I admire those of you that sign up for something and then remember to cancel it, like, the next day. But I really don't admire that. I think that that's kind of cheap. Just, you know, do you want this or not?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we already have the Amazon Prime account. Like, my wife has it, so I don't really have it. The only reason I'm going to sign up for it is to get the free shipping on this thing I just ordered.
I know, yeah.
So it is definitely being cheap, but, like, I don't want to have two of those accounts. I mean, it's free for 30 days or whatever they're offering at the moment.
You shouldn't want to have two of those accounts, and you shouldn't admire me either, because what I do is sign up all righteous not going to cancel it immediately because I'm trying to scam them or whatever you'd call that. But I also will never remember to cancel it ever.
Right.
And now I end up with this many subscriptions to things, to car washes, and things that I just never use.
You need to get out from under that stuff.
It's bad. I'm dying from it. Amazon Prime, though, I will be watching tonight. I never miss a play on the Thursday night games. Who do we want tonight?
Well, I think we want the Raiders. That's not hard at all.
Really? Okay.
Right? I mean, is there some question about that? I mean, Denver's 7-2, right?
The argument for Denver would be an argument against Kansas City.
Ah, I see. I see. Yeah.
You'd be trying to stick the Chiefs in the wild card round. 2.5 games behind if Denver wins tonight as a 9-point favorite.
I guess I would have to admit to not being as worried about where Kansas City ends up. Unless I can keep them out entirely, that might be pretty tempting. And this could help toward that too, of course. But mostly I'm about catching the two teams that are in front of the Bills right now. Or is it two? Yeah, it's two. Three.
Three.
Three teams. So I think I'd rather see Denver get dinged and let Kansas City be whatever Kansas City's going to be. For now.
Is it not close, though?
Yeah, a little. But to me, the one seed beats the living daylights out of Kansas City's a wild card, or they win their division and they're a three or the two. I think having the one, getting the week off, like that, you know, and Denver losing does not guarantee that, but it's a piece of it here. And I think for me, yeah, I don't think it's particularly close. I think I'll root for the I think it's going to be futile. I mean, I don't think, what are they, 9 points, nine, 8.5?
Nine.
I mean, I don't like the Raiders' chances a whole lot, but I think I'll be pulling for them.
I just think, like, you tell me if you disagree with this. To me, the Broncos and the Patriots are the same.
All right, sorry.
They're kind of just the same.
Jump the gun.
I hope you did. I hope you actually do disagree with this.
I'm eager.
The conversation will last longer and be more interesting. Denver, pretty good. New England, pretty good. Is Denver better than New England for you?
The thing about these two teams that I think is different is that I think Denver's team is further along than New England's team. But the quarterbacks are not equals. I think May is better. I might even want to go much better. I feel like Nick's has his moments, but I think he's ultimately just a guy running Sean Payton's offense mostly. Whereas I think Drake May has the ability, I think, to potentially be on the tier that Josh Allen lives on. I think he's that good. I think the athleticism is there, the intangibles, all the stuff, like getting guys to ride with him. I just think there's a lot there. Whereas Nick's, I just don't think he's not an elevator. I think he's a facilitator, and that's good. I mean, that worked well enough, and they've got, you know, to get to the playoffs last year. They've got a 7-2 record this year. I mean, it's by the skin of their teeth a lot of times. I mean, they've been losing in many of these games at some point or another, and they just find a way. And, you know, credit, great. But I don't believe in him to the level I believe. I don't fear him at the level I would say I fear Drake May already.
They also barely lost to the Colts.
Right.
I mean, that's one that went the other way for them, right?
Yep. That's
sorry
right.
to jump in.
No,
there,
that's but. Right. That's right. And at the time, it was like, you know, someone please beat Indianapolis, but here they are both with the same record. So, you know, I don't know how much of a difference ultimately it really made. You know, they'd be 8-1 if they had gotten that game. That was the field goal penalty game, right?
Right. I think week two.
I get the comp. I don't think either team is a Super Bowl caliber team right now, but it's fun. They're in opposite places to me. I think Denver's got a really nice roster, mostly. Not that they don't have holes. They're not a perfect, some kind of super team or anything, but I like their team better than I like New England's, but the quarterback sort of levels it. So I think they are ultimately pretty comparable.
Whose coach would you rather have?
I think I would rather have Vrabel.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I like the point about Knicks. I said the other day, I think Knicks is Doug Flutie. I'm not off that position. It's not going to be perfect, but kind of older, been on a lot of teams, rungs, doesn't have any stats, but wins.
Been on a lot of college teams.
College teams, USFL teams, Canadian teams. Just, I mean, first-round pick, although maybe Doug was a first-round pick by the Bears. Maybe? Anyway, not to belabor that, but I think Nick's becomes a quarterback that we put in the category of guys where people will argue all the time about whether he's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got the right coach, and he's got a good team, so they're winning. I don't think he's bad, but no, I don't think he's May.
No, I don't think he's even close to May.
So
to me, his ceiling to me is a middle of the pack quarterback. Like if he's ever in the top half, that would be. I think that's his ceiling.
But it is. He might be good enough for his team with mm-hmm. him. Good enough. That I wouldn't rule out Denver winning a championship with him. I wouldn't rule it out. Like, it's maybe Flacco, Baltimore Flacco level, like, good enough to not rule out as a possibility.
Yeah. Well, sure, anybody that can, I mean, I was saying a couple weeks ago, it was against Dallas, like, I liked a lot of the throws he made against them, and again, it was against Dallas, but a lot of guys were running naked wide open. He put some balls downfield right where they needed to be in that game. And so, sure, I mean, if you're good enough, your team is good enough and you're good enough to guide them to a 12-win season, you could get that is Flacco. You could get hot in the. I don't know if they won 12 games that year, but you get hot in the playoffs, make a couple of big throws, get some luck on your side. And funny enough, maybe the luckiest play of that run for Flacco was against Denver in Denver. But yeah, I mean you've got to look at it. I think, you know, it's one of these teams that everyone's going to always focus on the defense and how good the defense is. And we heard a lot of that last January when they were coming in here to play the Bills, and the Bills put 30 on them. But you know, they still have, doesn't mean they don't have good, they've got good personnel, maybe even some great personnel over there. So yeah, but
you want to see them win 24-23?
No, right.
Or lose 24, I guess 24-23. Yeah. Like, I mean, the Patriots just won by that score.
I think they could do it, but it will be with a quarterback that to me is not on the Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson tier ever really.
I just think about tonight, like, Denver still has to play Kansas City twice. They have Green Bay, if you want it. That's kind of it, I guess. And they are in good shape.
Chargers again, still?
Chargers in week 18.
Okay.
Which could be important or not. That's right, though. I think either way, like if they win tonight, they're still going to have to at least split with the Chiefs and kind of keep up their pace to be a rival for the one, I guess, I'll put it that way, to be like in play. Mm-hmm. How many losses does the one seed end up with? Four?
No more than four.
No more than four. Patriots, Bills, Colts, Broncos at two.
I think one of those teams will only lose two more games.
And get there. Yeah. And the Bills are the betting favorite for it. What was it, yesterday or the day before, I said at one point, with all the, I mean, there's been a lot of anxiety on the airwaves here over the last little while. This week, the trade deadline, nothing happened. So, I mean, a lot of fans are annoyed by that, to put it mildly. I said something like, I think I did, if you had this exact standings before the season started, would you take it? Would you have taken it before the season started? And maybe you would say no. Because of New England, you don't get to see anything. You don't know any of the, you know,
yeah,
the injuries necessarily or anything like that. But you just sort of close your eyes before the season started, and then you open them, and the standings look exactly like this. How would you feel?
I definitely don't think I would feel bad. I would probably be surprised that New England has one more win than I have. But I think 6-2 through 8 games without accounting for where the losses came. You know, like the fact that they lost to the Patriots and lost to Atlanta in back-to-back weeks. Like, we know that now. We watch these games. 6-2, I'd be all right with that record. I think if we talk, I'm sure we did at some point when the schedule came out or over the course of the summer before the season ramped up, you know, breaking the schedule down into bit, you know, different quadrants or whatever. And, you know, what's your record after this? Would you take that? I feel like 6-2 is it's not, maybe not great, but it's, I'd be okay. You're there. You're on track to have the kind of season you've been having. And now, you know, the trick with that phrasing is that we're looking for them to have just a slightly better season than they've been having, right? That means one fewer loss maybe, or just, you know, come out on top. You know, everybody else loses one more than you, and you get the one seed. But 6-2 is – I'm not upset about their record, to say the least. I'm not thrilled because, you know, the games they lost were – I mean, their offense just was relatively inept, especially in the Atlanta game, and it really cost you. That's a game where you gave up 24 points and lost by 10. Like the Buffalo Bills of this era? Wow, you know, I mean.
But that is everybody.
Right.
I mean, everybody right. In the league this year has at least one game like that. As good as you might think you are, you've got that. The Packers losing to the Browns and the Panthers, you know? Philadelphia yep. has that. Kansas City, of course. Baltimore, of course. No matter Detroit now. No matter how good you think you are, you just sort of, you know, take a swig and you're like, well, that's the NFL for you. I mean, just the randomness of it and trying to figure out the Falcons game with the Falcons losing to Carolina like they did, and then the Bills trounce Carolina and New England, you know, barely beats Atlanta. Just you can drive yourself crazy.
Yeah.
But Denver getting to 8-2 is likely tonight. Favored by 9. I think they're the Patriots in the sense that I don't want to give 9 points tonight. Like, mm-hmm. I just think, like I've said about New England many times, and I think you have too. And Sal, I remember Sal talking about it with us. They're good, but they're just not going to beat everybody.
Right. Well, last week I took the Falcons and the 5.5 and said, really? You get almost a touchdown? You're the Patriots. Like, what? You're that good now?
Yeah, that was right.
You know, and too bad Atlanta couldn't find a way to, you know, get one more field goal or something.
They cut the kicker.
Yeah, the guy that missed the, yeah.
They're doing a lot of that this year, the Falcons. You miss a field goal for the Falcons, you're out.
Yeah.
Remember the game they lost to Tampa, right? Week one, and they waived the kicker.
Right.
It was a week one. And now this happened again, so they're on Zane Gonzalez.
And that guy they cut after week one had been there a while.
Koo.
Yeah, right.
Youngway Koo.
Yeah. He surfaced anywhere? I haven't seen him.
Not that I know of. You're looking to pick somebody up?
No, I think I'm all right at kicker. I need quarterbacks.
I just think, well, that's worse, probably.
Great place to be.
The point about the standings and how it looks, I think, is a good one to keep in mind if you're losing your mind about the deadline or injuries or something else about the Bills. Brandon Bean never failing to blame fantasy football for his lack of, you know, movement or whatever it is that he's blaming it on. You know, you can kind of go crazy here. We had a caller maybe Tuesday, and I said to him, I think we sound like we're going mad. And I think it's partly because we're so on edge.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
About all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a horse race almost this season where, you know, you watch a horse race and you're the favorite, right? Going into the race, or you're one of the two favorites, and it's halfway through the race and you're sort of right there as they're coming around that last turn, and you feel like, I got it. Or maybe I haven't got it, but I'm
right there. Right.
I'm right there.
Right.
And if I am the best horse,
then I will win
this race.
Right.
That's, I think, a little bit how the Bill season feels to me, I would say. Well, I'm happy with myself that I was able to focus on all that, because it is National Nachos Day.
Oh, boy. Really?
It is. You know how Google does that thing where there's like an icon there on your search engine, and there's nachos.
Is that how you find out it's National whatever it is day? Because I don't feel like that is something I almost ever know.
This is the second. You know, don't brag. You're saying that to brag. No, this is the second time today I've learned that it's National Nachos Day. The first time was when I opened my browser from, you know, asleep. It will sometimes in one of the little boxes at the bottom, mm-hmm. it'll say it's National whatever day. And I do want to know because of this right here.
It's good. It's what do they call this? Fodder?
Content. Sabres and Blues tonight, pregame at 6. Paul Hamilton will join us. How about that goalie? How long do you want to go on the goalie, like, trying to steal that puck?
We're talking about Binnington here?
Yeah.
I mean,
you see what he said?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I gave it away, so I thought I deserved an assist or something along those lines. And, like, oh, of course I was going to give it back to him.
Oh. Full intention.
Yeah.
So bad.
He's an all-time, like, I don't know how many Sabres fans are really aware of what an all-time jerk this guy is.
I didn't know anything like that until last night.
He might be, I'd have to go look at, like, you know, The Athletic or Sportsnet or some outlet that covers hockey aggressively. You know, player polls, like least popular players. I'll bet he's someone
really?
Who rates very. Yeah,
he
always wants to fight.
Oh,
like he's got a really, really bad temper, and he takes cheap. He's Billy Smith.
He's
a modern day Billy Smith, is what Jordan Binnington is, and so he's already accrued this, you know, awful sort of nasty reputation.
I didn't know that.
God, I sound like I'm talking like a school teacher here. So, yeah, I don't want to use the kind of language I would use if we were talking at a bar about this guy. But he's kind of got a screw loose. But, you know, he's Binner the winner. I mean, he was great in the Four Nations face-off for Canada. They won the thing, and he was great.
Did he steal anything?
I don't know that he stole anything. He was the story of their Stanley Cup season. Like, he showed up after being – he was loaned to another organization by the Blues. They didn't have room for him in the ECHL. They're like, go play for Boston's farm team because we don't have anywhere to put you. And then months later, he's the starting goalie of the Blues, and they win the Cup.
Game 7 on the road.
I mean, he's got he is a big game player, but he is a whack job.
So he's not playing tonight, or is he?
No, he's not playing tonight.
Not a big game.
Not a big game.
Or else.
I mean, he's
anything he could take from the
apparently
arena?
Apparently none of their games this year have been big games because his numbers are brutal. And the guy who's playing tonight, his numbers are worse. You can bet if the Sabres decided to waive Colton Ellis, the Blues would be like, okay, we'll take that back right now. Because both of their guys are cruising at like an .850 save percentage. They are awful.
Can you trade him to the Blues?
Ellis?
Sort of meet in the middle? He's not helping us.
Hey, can you give us something for this guy? Do you need him back?
There was never any path where he was going to matter to the Sabres, yeah. And that's been right so far, unless there's an injury. So Luukkonen tonight, 6 o'clock pregame. Paul Hamilton will join. Zach Benson sounds like he'll miss more time. We'll get into all of it with Paul. Also today, Sal Capaccio at 5. And next, Joe Ostrowski. Are the Chicago Bears a playoff team? What do you think he'll say?
He's going to hang up on us.
Well, I mean, is it that bad a question? I mean, hopefully he doesn't do that. If you really think that, I won't ask it.
Oh, I want him to hang up on us.
No,
I don't.
National Nachos Day. All right, Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats. When we return, Sabres and Blues tonight, pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.